911 emergency. What are you reporting?
A violent threat. Can you hear me? We gotta have a conversation here. A violent threat of being hit over the with a hammer from my roommate that was demanding 6 feet distance in the same room, which would have been intolerable and impossible. I'm at the corner of the room. He threatened physical violence with a hammer with me if I didn't stay 6 feet apart from him.
What's the address?
3260 Grand Vista, San Bernardino, California, to which this is also life-threatening. He left a straight razor, one of those ones for X-Acto knives, on the surface of the bed earlier that I discovered was in on the surface of the bed in my sleeping space, and he's a danger to me in the course of this. I want him out of my presence of living situation. He's a danger to live around.
Is that an apartment?
No, it's a house.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
My name is James Martin Driscoll, and I told him I was going to call, make this call. So he thinks he's in the right. My mom will defend him. I'm living in my mom's house.
Okay, your phone number is 763-481.
That's my mobile number, yes. But the house will not give it to you. Why is this conversation so hard to hear through?
Okay, I'm going to transfer you. Hold on the phone.
Okay, I will put my phone number in the record here, the house number. It's 909-882-8759. Thank you. 909-882-8759.
Okay, hold on. I'll transfer you. Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
No problem.
Yes, this is San Bernardino Police Department?
Yes.
Okay, I'm making sure I got the right place. They transferred me from 911. I'm just confirming. My name is James Martin Driscoll. The confrontation and explosive attitude here in the moment of my bedroom here. There's this kind of a shared space between me, which is owner of, this is my household's house since I've been 5. I'm 54. This is the family home. And a person from the outside of this family, but is being treated as family, that he's been living here for about a year, physically threatened with a hammer in his hand, holding it above his, basically at his eye level, that he was going to hit me with this hammer if I don't stay 6 feet apart from him. That's what it is. And it's not, it's physical problem, a barrier here. I said that's impossible. I'd be in the highest degree of my corner space on from the bed here that I could do. But then that was not good enough. He finally released himself to the absurdity was what he was saying. But he was serious. He was going to hit me with a hammer. Earlier in the evening, last evening when I got home, all this stuff was all over my bed, and the fact that I removed it all off the bed, one of the discoveries I find on my bed was one of those X-Acto knife straight razors. It was on my bed, so it's a danger and a safety hazard to me, including my mental stability. He's violating my autonomy in my own space. He will not concede, and my mom won't concede, this parameter. And my name is James Martin Driscoll, and I have an address to the two sheriffs and the lieutenant involved in all of this. I want to have a meeting with the police department. This is all interrelated facts. This household is not a therapeutic environment under the conditions that is happening here. I made prior 911 calls. It's got to change. I need to have a true social services interface to the violence of hate and stuff that's going on here. I'm have a conversation that transpires on my phone in text conversations. Very hateful. I'm receiving hate messages on my phone, and that's about everything I have to report right now. I don't know what to do about it. You there?
Okay. Yeah, when did it happen?
Go backwards in time from this point in time backward. The threatening of the hammer occurred 15 minutes ago or less. The fact that all the stuff that was on the bed, I threw over in the corner of the room. The fact that I want my space back, that I didn't keep any organization. Over the time period, I've kept trying to organize, you know, hold the organization.
What?
And I didn't do that this time.
Yeah,
I threw everything off the bed over in the corner. I just was
sir,
really, I did not break anything. He can't find his ID and all this stuff.
Sir!
What? Yeah.
What's the address?
Okay, I'm sorry. This started having, just so you know, I can't hear this breaking in this conversation. It has breaks. Sorry. The address is 3260 Granda Vista, San Bernardino, California. It would probably be good for you to have the prerequisite of Sergeant Lanier Rogers.
3260
Granda Vista. San Bernardino.
That's a house?
It's a house. It's a childhood home since I was age 5. I'm 54 now.
And who is the person that raised the hammer to you?
Timothy Kyle Ashley. He has a criminal record. He was actually incarcerated. And,
is he like a roommate there?
He is, would be considered a roommate with zero rent. He's a guest or whatever, extended stay guest, but he doesn't pay rent, so the roommate is not appropriate. I'm not sure how to classify him. He's a guest of the family that has been put into here, you know, holding here, that he's my roommate in a single room, the old single room roommate. We are kind of pushed in together, living together in a single room here, that he's been to his own directives, living more or less in the garage, you know, he's out of his integrity everywhere.
Sir?
Yes.
Okay, so
he's
confirm your name.
I didn't hear that, got broke up. What did you say?
Just give me your first name.
Okay. James.
And your last name.
Driscoll. The house is...
And your phone number.
My house number, your main line, is 909...
That's the best line to get a hold of you?
The fact that I wouldn't have this mobile device if I continue to receive the hate messages on my phone, I would take my phone away from service. 909-882-8759. I would like to read to you one of the last tweets I received. No, SMS conversation I received on my phone. I'll pull it
received
up.
Received from who?
A contact to which is involved a holding of a classified ad that was placed, but the involvement to which is apparently attracting this hate. It's extremely hate. The nigger word is there. Black lives matter. Black lives do not matter. It's a continuation of our environment that we've lived through for the
sir?
Long. Yes.
We don't need to go there on this.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with what's going on now, right?
Yeah. Well, the immediate threat was the hammer, and then prior night was the discovery of the razor blade in my sleeping, you know, on top of the bed. That's kind of serious.
And when was that?
Last night. The fact that go ahead.
Do you know if he put it there? Did you see him?
The occupants of this room is only he and I, but I did not see him. So the fact of transference of actual knowing that it was him or not, it was him by deductive reasoning. Nobody else enters the room. That's my answer. I didn't put it there. I don't keep razors, whatever razor, you know, those.
Did Timothy say anything to you?
It's taking a point of position that I'm so out of control because I'm confronting the matter in a very volatile way.
Wait. Did Timothy say say anything to you when he had the hammer in his hand.
Yeah, he's going to hit me over the head, you know, hit me with the hammer. He threatened to do that. Yes, that was actually verbally stated to me, that his intentions were to hit me, and he said, if you don't think so, try me, is the next thing he said. You know, the fact that he redoubles down on that commitment with that statement, you know, this. So I said, I asked him specifically then what he was asking me to do, and the fact that I was part of my missing piece of that, he wanted me to stay 6 feet away from him. Well, in a room where there's a bed and, you know, various stuff, that's not possible. I said, that's not possible. I will go to the very edge of the corner of the room, which is where I'm at right this minute. And that was not good enough for him at the moment I suggested it. He said, try, figure it out. I said, basically making me to the position I'd have to leave the room, you know, my option. This is my room, not his overall, but it's our shared room.
Are you still in the room with him right now?
No, he left because my mom told him to get out of the room. My mom directed him out of the room, not me. I'm involving a conflict of presence that he's directing me into a state of affairs of violating my autonomy. He's trying to get me out into a condition that I'm sacrificing.
Hold on, James.
Yes.
Is he like outside, or did he leave? You have no idea where he is.
I have absolutely no idea where he was. He was still trying to find his ID. The fact that anything he has there is in disarray. Agreeing to be in the room, you know, conflict of things. He left. I told him I was going to call 911, and that's where we are right now.
Okay, and did he take the hammer with him?
I don't know. You want me to look for it?
Don't even look for it.
Okay.
No.
I don't know. I have no idea.
If he comes back before we get there, I want you to call us on 911.
Okay, I will do that. And the knowing this is part of the history here. I don't know your name, but you're calling the 911. I have a history of calling these 911s to clarify these positions are, you know, progressively getting worse. This is the fourth 911 call in the interrelation volatility of this household. And I have the calls I'm recording on my side online.
So why don't either you move out and get your own place, or why doesn't you or your mom have them evicted?
My mom keeps adjusting herself to the fact that my mom, I don't know, I can't answer that directly. My mom has developed a codependency with my nephew before I was here. You know, I came back here from Denver.
Is Timothy your nephew?
No, Timothy is a person I befriended in a course of events that he was living with his own mom at the time. This is a couple of years ago.
So you're an adult, though. Why don't you move out? Go get your own place and get away from all this.
I'm trying to describe some events that happened. I left the house trying in frustration. I drove all the way up to Santa Cruz. I was going to commit to a change. My mom tells me in text message, you can come back now. David's, the other person that creates this triad stuff, has agreed to move out. So then the contingent to which now I'm giving approval by my mother, I can come back. Everything's safe now. I don't feel safe in that house. Please continue this. It's part of the record. I said that by April 1st, I was going to leave. And I was committed to leave, but then I couldn't leave because we have stay home, you know, let's say. But I was going to leave and go to the United Nations and change my United States citizenry to some other country because I have a continuance of hate speech being directed at me. That's what I'm referring to. And that the police will not involve themselves, and that is you directly, your organization.
James?
Yes.
Okay. We gotta wrap this up. Okay. I have a call in. I just want you to tell me, is Timothy black, white, or Hispanic?
He is black.
About how old?
He is 34. His birthday is 12/12/85.
Do you remember what color shirt and pants he was wearing today?
I did not take a notice.
Is he tall? About how tall?
5'8". I don't know. He's about 5'9". He's a little short of me. 5'8".
Any idea how much he weighs, the average Bill?
I'd say he weighs about 140 to 150. He's a thin build.
Has he been under the influence of anything today?
I have no idea. He's going to accuse
me. History of using dope, though?
I'm not going to put that on the record right now. It becomes irrelevant to the fact that this is an ongoing contention in the relationship that does not have any integrity from his side of anything. That's not important to, right now to clarify. I don't have the information to give you. To put any other speculation on this is not relevant here.
James, yes. I've got to call in. Like I said, I will get an officer over there to speak with you. If he shows up before we get there, just call us on 911 and let us know.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay.
Do I have the authority to have this 911 playback right now to my mother? You know, because it's on my phone. I have a recording.
No.
Do I have the authority to do that? I can't do that, right?
Do what?
Take this call recording right now and share this call recording with my mother.
Oh, you recorded our phone call?
Yeah, I have my device on record all phone calls, yes.
That's totally fine with me.
Okay, that's your approval. I'm going to finally tell you this will be filed on the web. It is a valid location. You do an OK Google, Sergeant Lanier Rogers, and you'll find that there's a web directory linked to this location. I'm sorry to
James,
have to. I'm putting in record.
I've got to go. Or
I'm
going
to put it in the record. I'm going to put it in the record, ma'am. If you're going to fight me out of this.
I'm going to disconnect. We'll be over there. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you.